In the days of King Hezekiah, the people of Judah lived in fear of Assyria, the dominating world power of that time. The Assyrians had invaded the northern kingdom and deported the people of the 10 tribes. The king of Assyria continued his conquest of the world, crushing the nations that stood in his way, and had sent the people of the countries he conquered into exile. Then one day Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and laid siege to the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Hezekiah sent him a message to say he would pay whatever was demanded if the invading armies withdrew from the country. The king of Assyria exacted a vast amount of silver and gold, which Hezekiah took from the temple of the Lord and the royal palace, but the Assyrian king did not withdraw from the land of Judah. So Hezekiah consulted with his officials and military staff, and they decided to block the fresh water springs outside Jerusalem to deprive the Assyrian army of water. Hezekiah had the broken sections of the wall of Jerusalem repaired and built towers on them. He built another wall outside the first one and made a large number of weapons and shields. Then he assembled the people and encouraged them with these words, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid because of the king of Assyria and his vast army, for there is a greater power with us than with him, for we have the Lord our God to help us fight our battles." And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah said. While Sennacherib was laying siege to Lachish, he sent his supreme commander with a large army to Jerusalem, taking a message for Hezekiah and the people of Judah. Some of Hezekiah's officials went out to meet him, and the commander said to them, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. On what are you basing this confidence of yours? Are you depending on Egypt? Pharaoh will be of no help to you. Are you depending on the Lord your God? Has the God of any nation ever delivered his land from the power of the king of Assyria? How then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" The Assyrian commander shouted his message in Hebrew, so that the people on the wall would hear it. Hezekiah's official said to him, "Please speak to your servants in Aramaic, since we understand it. Don't speak in Hebrew in the hearing of the people on the wall." The Assyrian commander gave a brutal reply and continued to speak in a loud voice in Hebrew, but the people remained silent because the king had told them not to answer. When Hezekiah heard what had been said, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent the leading priests and officials, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, who said to them, "This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Do not fear those words which have blasphemed and insulted me. The king of Assyria will hear a certain report and return to his own country, and there he will be cut down with the sword." When Sennacherib heard that the king of Egypt was marching out to fight against him, he sent messengers with a letter to Hezekiah. The king received the letter and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before God and prayed, beseeching the Lord to save his people, so that all the kingdoms on earth would know that he alone is God, and that the gods of all other nations are nothing but vain idols. Then Isaiah sent a message to Hezekiah to say that the Lord had heard his prayer, and that Sennacherib, who had blasphemed and insulted the Holy One of Israel, would know that the Lord alone is God, for the Lord himself would defend the city. That night the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 men in the Assyrian army, and in the morning all these bodies were found in the camp. So Sennacherib withdrew from Judah and Jerusalem and returned to Nineveh, where he was assassinated by 2 of his sons while he was worshipping in the temple of his God. Next episode, Hezekiah's illness.